Because the Bible, the Word of God, is inspired by God Himself. Because the Word of God is a book that is alive and powerful and sharper even than a two-edged sword. Because the Word of God is able to make you, friend of mine, wise unto salvation through the blood of the Lord Jesus. Because the Word of God, when hidden in the memory of the heart, can keep you from sin. We are sharing with you these days the wisdom of God, and especially as it's revealed through Solomon, that wise man of old. From his some 3,000 Proverbs, we share with you some of those today as found in Proverbs chapter 17. There we read, "Better is a dry morsel and quietness with it than a house full of feasting with strife. A servant who acts wisely will rule over a son who acts shamefully and will share in the inheritance among brothers. The refining pot is for silver and the furnace for gold, but the Lord tests hearts. An evildoer listens to wicked lips. A liar pays attention to a destructive tongue. He who mocks the poor reproaches his maker. He who rejoices at calamity will not go unpunished. Grandchildren are the crown of old men, and their glorious sons is their fathers. Excellent speech is not fitting for a fool, much less are lying lips to a prince. A bribe is a charm in the sight of its owner. Wherever he turns, he prospers. He who covers a transgression seeks love, but he who repeats a matter separates intimate friends. A rebuke goes deeper into one who has understanding than 100 blows into a fool. A rebellious man seeks only evil, so a cruel messenger will be sent against him. Let a man meet a bear robbed of her cubs, rather than a fool in his folly. He who returns evil for good, evil will not depart from his house. The beginning of strife is like letting out water, so abandon the quarrel before it breaks out. He who justifies the wicked and he who condemns the righteous, both of them are alike, are an abomination to the Lord. Why is there a price in the hand of a fool to buy wisdom when he has no sense? A friend loves at all times, and a brother is born for adversity. A man lacking in sense pledges and becomes surety in the presence of his neighbor. He who loves transgression loves strife. He who raises his door seeks destruction. He who has a crooked mind finds no good, and he who is perverted in his language falls into evil. He who begets a fool does so to his sorrow, and the father of a fool has no joy. A joyful heart is good medicine, but a broken spirit dries up the bones. A wicked man receives a bribe from the bosom to pervert the ways of justice. Wisdom is in the presence of the one who has understanding, but the eyes of a fool are on the ends of the earth. A foolish son is a grief to his father and a bitterness to her who bore him. It is also not good to fine the righteous, nor to strike the noble for their uprightness. He who restrains his words has knowledge, and he who has a cool spirit is a man of understanding. Even a fool, when he keeps silent, is considered wise. When he closes his lips, he is counted prudent." Again, a passage of Scripture filled with wisdom that you and I would do well to profit by. Let's just paraphrase a few of those verses in the closing moments. Again from Proverbs 17, "A dry crust eaten in peace is better than steak every day along with arguments and strife. A wise slave will rule his master's wicked sons and share their estates. Silver and gold are purified by fire, but God purifies hearts. How short-sighted to find the godly for being good and to punish the nobles for being honest. The man of few words and settled mind is wise." Listen to this now carefully. "Therefore, even a fool is thought to be wise when he is silent. It pays him to keep his mouth shut." May the Lord bless these thoughts today.